paragraph 7 reads, "Following the Lakers' victory, LeBron James became the first player in NBA history to win at least one NBA Finals MVP award for three different teams, having already earned the prize during his stints in Miami and Cleveland. Additionally, the Los Angeles Lakers tied the Boston Celtics for the most NBA championships for an NBA franchise, with 17 total wins. However, the 2020 NBA playoffs will likely be most remembered for the league's groundbreaking COVID-19 experiment. Throughout the entire duration of the NBA bubble, zero participants tested positive for the disease."
So after the Lakers won, LeBron James became the first basketball player in NBA history to win at least one NBA Finals MVP award for three different teams. So an MVP is the most valuable player. And so he had also won this MVP award during his stints with Miami and Cleveland. So a stint is a period of work. So in this case, he at one point played for Miami, he played for Cleveland, and now he won this award playing for the Lakers. And in addition to this, the Lakers tied with the Celtics for the most NBA championships for an NBA franchise. And so that's a total of 17 wins for both of them. So to tie is to have the same number, have the same score. So in this case, they've tied with both having a total of 17 championship wins.
And this is all very memorable and impressive, but I think, you know, the NBA playoffs this year might be remembered for just its approach to dealing with the pandemic. And so it says here at the very end that actually during this NBA bubble, actually nobody tested positive for the disease. So it seems like it was a pretty big success, at least from a health perspective. Well, that wraps up our lesson for today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to go back and do some review.